Forgotten giants. Were there really giants in ancient times? One of the most enduring myths of humankind is that pertaining to giants. In almost every major civilization and culture in the world, there are tales of ancient giants, enormous and powerful, credited with the construction of many great sites. But for the most part, the myths about giants remain only that, myths. For generations, scholars and historians tried to bring these myths to reality to find some evidence that giants really existed. Their efforts are shrouded in enigma. There are stories of giant skeletons being excavated and many oral legends that point to their existence. But they all somehow mysteriously disappear or are placed under the rug. So what is the truth? Did the giants really live in ancient history? Nibelungs, Germanic race of elves or giants? The Relic of Bur Hooker, proof of a race of giants? Part 1. The Quest for Giants. Across millennia, the notion of these colossal beings of immense power and stature had fascinated societies. Many people from all corners of the globe had folklore and myths centered on these beings, and even religious texts mentioned them to a great extent. So much so that scholarly inquiry was needed. Were these legends simple allegories, or were they based on actual facts from some ancient time in history? To answer this question, scholars had to navigate through heaps of ancient texts, through myths and cultural lore, and plenty of archaeological finds that all point out towards the existence of giants. Perhaps the best place to start the quest was by examining ancient texts and religious accounts. Many of them specifically mention giants as being an actual part of our shared history. One of the best known such mentions come from the Hebrew Bible, which mentions beings known as the Nephilim. A passage from the Bible's Book of Genesis mentions them as follows. This verse, combined with other references such as those in the Book of Enoch, an apocryphal Jewish text, suggests that beings of considerable size and power once walked the earth. This book takes things even further, describing them as the offspring of certain angels who descended to earth and mated with human women. The resulting offspring were beings of giant stature and great strength, whose mere existence led to corruption and violence across the world. This state ultimately prompted the biblical divine flood, a way to cleanse the earth and start anew. The Relic of Bur Hooker and the Giants of the Past, Part 2. Giants in Canaan, Anakim, Rephaim, and Nephilim. The oldest legends of the oldest civilizations. This would sound like a mere legend if it didn't closely align with a myth from an altogether different civilization. This civilization was Mesopotamia, which left to posterity the Epic of Gilgamesh, one of the world's oldest surviving literary works. Gilgamesh himself is described as a giant of extraordinary power, possibly hinting at a long-lost connection to a race of oversized beings. Similarly, the Mahabharata and other Hindu scriptures mention beings of gigantic proportions, known as, who played significant roles in cosmic battles. These giants were said to have superhuman strength and were often depicted as guardians of powerful secrets or treasures. However, it is very important to note that the theme of giants is not confined to a single culture. It is a global motif. For example, in the famed Greek mythology, there existed titans. These were primordial giants who ruled the earth before the arrival of the normal gods of the Olympus. Due to their sheer size and great strength, they were difficult enemies to overthrow. Nevertheless, the gods eventually defeated them, ending their existence in a climactic battle known as Titanomachy. A very similar story exists in Old Norse mythology, which speaks of the Jotnar, a race of giants who dwelled in Jotunheim. Much like the Titans, they too were embroiled in a bitter conflict with the human gods of the Asgard. But not all of them were evil, the myths say, and many formed alliances and even married with the gods. Amongst the Celtic peoples there are stories of the Fomorians, an ancient race of giants which were the infamous enemies of Ireland's very first settlers. In the extensive Irish myths, these giants were eventually defeated by the Tuatha De Danann, a more advanced race of beings, the gods of the pre-Christian Irish. The existence of megalithic structures such as Newgrange and Stonehenge has fueled speculation about whether such giant beings could have had a hand in their construction. And far from the lands of the Norse or the Celts, amongst the Native American Indians, there also existed tales of giants. The The Paiute Native American tribe has an extensive oral history that speaks of the Cetacea. These were a race of red-haired giants that inhabited an area that is today the state of Nevada. Settling in the area, the very first natives warred with these giants, who were cannibals. The giants eventually met their bitter end in this war. Their numbers constantly dwindled, and they finally disappeared when the Paiute trapped the last of them in a cave and set it ablaze, suffocating them. This tale gained further intrigue with the discovery of Lovelock Cave in the early 20th century, where gigantic skeletal remains were purportedly found, leading some to believe that the legend was actually based in truth. However, the remains mysteriously disappeared under the care of the Smithsonian Museum. The giant hidden history. Archaeological findings often become a point of heated debate when giants are discussed. Throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, there were numerous reports of giant skeletal remains unearthed in various parts of the world. For instance, in the United States, newspapers such as the New York Times published articles claiming that giant skeletons were found during digs in places like Wisconsin, Ohio, and the Appalachian region. Some reports mentioned skeletons ranging from 7 to 12 feet tall, 2.1 to 3.6 m tall, complete with robust bone structures that appeared to support a human form of that magnitude. In fact, there were hundreds of such finds in America, many documented with photographs. However, virtually all of them were discredited, and many allegedly destroyed by the Smithsonian Museum, where many ended up. Why? No one really knows. The Smithsonian, in fact, has been at the center of what were termed conspiracy theories that claim it actively suppressed findings related to giants to align with prevailing views of human history. However, the institution has repeatedly denied these claims, maintaining that no verified remains of giant humanoids have ever been recovered. And thus, ultimately, skepticism prevailed in academic circles. Modern archaeologists usually attribute these claims to simple mistakes, misidentified animal bones and ancient fossils, hoaxes, and simple exaggerations. One of the more important archaeological finds often brought into discussion about giants was found in the ancient city of Baalbek, situated in modern-day Lebanon. Discovered were some of the largest stone blocks that were ever used in construction, with the heaviest, known as the Stone of the Pregnant Woman, weighing well over 1,000 tons. Modern historians attribute these megaliths to the craftsmanship and advanced abilities of the Roman Empire, but there are those that argue that they are the evidence of an ancient race of giants. In fact, they state that only giants could carve, move, and arrange such stones, ultimately creating many megalithic structures across Europe. Giants, or giant mistakes. There are those scholars who argue that the ancient stories of giant beings were simply metaphors and exaggerations, and not actual descriptions of them. They state that ancient peoples, not familiar with very old megalithic structures, or having lost certain technologies, simply ascribe them to mythical giants. And in ancient myths, these same giants were used to symbolize chaos, primal forces, or the boundary between order and disorder. As such, their defeat at the hands of human gods or heroes usually represents the triumph of civilization over nature or barbarism, and the very old ways of existence. Anthropologists also have a say in this, claiming that ancient stories of giants could be connected to large fossils. When ancient peoples would uncover, for example, bones of mammoths or prehistoric creatures, they would liken them to bones of humans, only much larger. Not realizing otherwise, they would envision a race of giant men. This hypothesis is supported by the ancient Greek historian Herodotus, who mentioned in his Histories that the Egyptians pointed to large bones as proof of a race of giants. Additionally, psychological interpretations consider the stories of giants as expressions of human fears and desires. The idea of a larger-than-life being embodies power, intimidation, and the unknown. These attributes may have been incorporated into oral traditions as cautionary tales or as explanations for natural phenomena that were difficult for ancient people to comprehend. A good example is the mythology of the Aztecs. They mention Quetzalcoatl, the giants that dwelt in the world before them. According to the Aztecs, it was giants who created their foremost city, Teotihuacan, translation, the place where men become gods. But since the giants did not venerate the gods, they were all ultimately defeated. Too many similarities? Secrets, myths, and inexplicable things. These are all that surround the notion of giants in ancient history. Whether or not giants really roamed the earth is a question that remains unanswered to this very day. Ancient texts, cultural stories, and speculative archaeology suggest a rich tradition that spans continents and centuries. Yet, conclusive physical evidence is lacking, leaving room for both skepticism and belief. And on top of it all, there are those that seemingly put all their efforts to repeatedly shove this story under the rug, and to portray all those who believe in it as conspiracy theorists. But nevertheless, the tales of the giants, be they metaphorical or literal, remain the foremost symbols of the mysteries that surround most ancient human history. And they also highlight the power of the stories that are passed down through generations. Whether these tales are born from an overactive imagination, allegorical storytelling, or faint recollections of a forgotten chapter in human history, they continue to captivate and provoke thought either way. In the end, however, they are urging us to always explore the dark unknown, because in that darkness could hide the answers for which humanity is not yet ready. By Alexa Vukovic.